torture you. Take my hand through the flames. I torture you. I'm a slave to your games. I'm just a sucker for pain. I wanna chain you up. I wanna tie you down. I'm just a sucker for pain.
Oh, tour. Eldrick Moon is on.
Okay. Is it on right now?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's out in Australia.
Oh, okay.
It starts at like 6 or 7 o'clock our time. So, day one yesterday, Lewis Scott Varga, LSV.
Yep.
Who was playing Bant Coco, had somebody land an Emrakul against him.
Woo! I wonder how well that went.
Yeah, he got hosed big time, the guy.
So you were watching this?
I didn't watch it. I just watched a replay this morning. But the guy just completely screwed him over. Like, he used his own spell queller to take out one of his collected companies.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, he just completely hosed him. Emrakul is now, like, a $15, $20 card.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. It's like, all right, so now you got this turn to mess with your opponent. What did he end up doing to LSV?
He literally tapped him out, made him go, like, 4-0 using all of his spells. Just hosed him over. It was great.
That's the other thing. Is like, I mean, yes, they're going to get the turn afterwards, but you have that one turn to mess with them. How much can you mess up with in Standard right now?
No, I mean, just taking somebody's turn, you can completely hose them. Whew. Yeah, my wife forgot to do laundry, so I'm stuck wearing fucking pants.
Yeah,
I'm not happy because last Sunday when we went swimming with Katie and Steven, she just shoved all the wet clothes in our fucking washer.
Oh.
So I went to go check and see what clothes were in the washer, and it all was fucking mold. God damn it.
No, for trying to, after I messaged you, all right, I'll be down. I spent 30 minutes looking for a parking spot.
Oh, that sucks.
And because those of you that don't know where we live in Lake Geneva. So if you're
tourist trap.
If you've been in Lake Geneva or have heard a lot about Lake Geneva, you probably know the one factor that is, there is no parking. Unless you know people.
Which I'm sorry, because I talked to my mom and we could have parked you on the grass. Yeah, I know. I found out after we got back from the beach when I said, oh, Max is over at Nick's house.
Yeah.
We didn't actually do anything else, really. We got changed back into our dry clothes, then walked around, did Pokemon, got ice cream, and then we sat at the library. I almost have a maxed out Magikarp.
Jake already, they called his.
Yeah?
And or caught his. It's 1972.
Yeah.
So he's got his max to his level.
On his Gyarados?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you see that tweet that I tagged you in about the budget Grixis?
Yeah, the budget Grixis Tez, which means it's blue-black Tez with deck faded.
I mean, it's just something to give you an idea.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to add red to it, it's going to be, yes, Dax's going to be in it, but I'm also going to put in Welpers.
Well, if you're going to put red in it, I still... No.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it is. It's a child's deck.
Yeah. Well, you put in Mox Diamonds.
Yeah.
Because that can give you 3 mana on turn 1.
Yeah, which is a lot for a deck that plays mostly 4 mana spells.
Yeah.
Hell, being able to hard cast Force Wills is kind of a strong thing already. And definitely something to get used to.
Yeah. I did bring my stuff so you can roll up your character tonight.
Okay. I have a book in my backpack.
Which one?
The Osric.
Hmm?
I have the compiled Osric version of AD&D.
Oh, okay.
But, after trying to go for 30 minutes of trying to find a parking spot, I happened to go by Central Denison and noticed there's a lot of people that are just parked way over, where you really just can't fit a car in there.
Okay.
But I'm like, I have a sunroof.
You actually crawled through your fucking sunroof.
I tried to climb through my sunroof. I do not fit through my sunroof.
Life goals for exercise, Max.
I probably could have forced it and ended up hurting myself, but then it would have made a good story on the podcast. And as well, there was people at the park watching me try to climb out of my sunroof. I'm like... I'm just going to do this just to show off.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and you probably would have broke your sunroof somehow and jammed it permanently open.
Hey.
You got a taste for dinner?
Someplace with, like, meat and wings. Not meat and wings, meat and fries. There's a lot of places like that.
Yeah. I could just do Burger King. I haven't done that in a while.
Okay. We doing Antioch or all the way down there?
We could do Antioch.
Oh, no. Antioch or Twin Lakes.
Yeah, we'll do Antioch. So we are officially published on the MTG Castwork. Thank you, Chewy. Thank you, Spencer. You guys are great.
And Tyler, whoever.
Tyler, Quiet Speculation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We do thank you for that, but yes, we have moved half of our podcast to a different site, so then that way we don't get in too much trouble with the cast.
So we don't have conflict with the rules. Yeah. We'll be nice. Thank you, Patrick Ugolo, from Leaving a Legacy, for giving me a shout-out and giving me tips to help the podcast along. Always appreciated.
But then again, also finding headphones with mics became a whole lot simpler.
Yeah?
I went to my last pair of headphones that were going bad, and I went back to go and get my pair of headphones again, because I always buy the $10 iFrogs from Walmart.
Because they're
the plugs.
Bullshit.
And they're 10 bucks, and they work just as good as Skull Candies.
Why the hell you buy Skull Candies? Just use the Samsungs that usually come with the phones.
Because those were already destroyed.
Oh,
I'm buying
God.
A new set because I ruined my headphones get ruined over time. But,
How do you people do that?
Because they sit in my pocket and they slide back and forth, and also I'm fat, so I put the strain on there. But no, I went back to get my upgraded pair, and I'm looking at all the headphones. I'm like, why is my headphone still here? And I'm looking at them all. I'm like, oh, they added a mic to the phone to the headphones.
Yeah, you didn't know that. Just about every one now comes with a mic on the back. You still need to try Bluetooth one day.
Bluetooth with your car?
No, Bluetooth headset. See if your phone will pick up two at once.
I don't know if it will pick up two audio mics. But
yeah, you can always fart around with it one day.
Yeah, I mess with it a bit.
So tonight, probably will not fire Legacy. Martin's got to work. That's why he's been missing Fridays. Tony's at Gen Con.
Yep.
Which I'm jealous of.
Yeah.
I wish I could go. I do miss it. And then Duma's taking some time off of Magic, he says.
He said.
he hasn't been to F&M over in Kenosha since before California, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Told him, like, fuck it, come down to Extreme. I will buy a bottle of vodka and you can start drinking it, telling Dean he has to catch up when he gets back.
That is a good point. Dean ain't there right now.
Nope, he's judging at Gen Con. It might be a light week overall.
Hey, we still go down. Carl's going to be down there.
Yeah, Carl's going to be there.
Some.
Yeah, I told him I want to whip him into shape so he actually learns.
Yeah, I still loved it when I played Dredge against him. It was fun. Even though I drew out the
you
first
decked
game.
Decked yourself the first game and almost the second game.
I did exactly perfect with my second game. What did we... Also lost that, we lost a couple of podcasts. It's your fault. You said go.
I was watching this direction. You watched that direction, dumbass.
I thought you could see where I was in front
of us. No! When I'm looking this way and I say that, it means it's clear.
Everyone, this is why Bob drives.
Oh my God.
We were fine. I knew I could make it. I wouldn't have gone if I knew I couldn't make it.
At least I'll just say clear.
Yeah, it
is. Then they also announced the GP schedule for next year, 2017.
Mm-hmm. That's what, one of them's in December at Milwaukee, and then the other one is...
No.
No, never mind. Okay.
No.
I can at least act like I knew what I was talking about.
No, you have no clue, so shut up. You made yourself sound like an idiot. We are all dumber for listening to you.
Sorry. They heard about it.
January, there is a Legacy GP in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
And then after that, there is a 3 GP weekend in Vegas in June. Thursday, Friday is Legacy. Friday, Saturday is modern, and Saturday, Sunday is standard.
But probably supporting all the other formats throughout the weekend.
There's going to be tons of events going on. Just initially, I think if you want to go someplace to socialize, it's going to be the Vegas. If you're going to try and spike the Legacy GP and get on the Pro Tour or place high, Kentucky will be the place to go. Now, since I'm not going to be able to afford a flight out to Vegas, I'm trying to get people interested in January going to Kentucky. Because it's about the same drive as Ohio.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm interested in it. It's going to probably be like last time with the GP going down to Ohio.
Oh, you won't know until the Tuesday before?
Yeah, like the year before. Hey, yo, we're planning on going down to Ohio. We're trying to get heads so then we count how much we're going to have.
Well, I texted Yap and he never got back to me, so...
Yeah, no, also too, speaking of GPs, Jake brought up the idea of that bottom row at LG. The full bottom row that's all like Legacy and Eternal stuff. Jake brought up the idea since they want to be more modern-centric at that store.
Oh, sending it with people and getting modern?
Yeah, switching them up from modern.
I want nothing to do with that store.
Well, as a note... Just for those of you that actually want to care, they're doing a free conspiracy draft on the 27th at 1 p.m.
The 27th is a Friday?
27th is a Saturday.
Oh,
at 1 p.m. Free conspiracy.
Conspiracy 2.
Conspiracy 2, yeah. For those people that want to go there and check out the store, that which we're probably going to talk a lot of shit about.
I would rather just go down to Extreme and buy a box down there.
Oh, that's actually the question. I want to actually bring that up to Extreme and see if they'll compete. They'd be like, yeah, we'll do two free.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I got to actually talk to Shannon tonight and see if she'll take pre-reserves for From the Vault Lore. Because that also full list came up.
Yeah, but I didn't really hear anything big in there.
Jit.
That's about it. That's
Dark Depths and Token.
And Token? Oh, Dark Depths the and Token.
The Merit Lage Token?
Okay, now that they said that, all right, then yes, it does make sense to get the lore.
Let me pull up the list.
I've only heard the list once on a podcast, so it's fair probably for you bring it up for our listeners.
See if I can do this without getting motion sick.
Yeah, you're not good at that, though.
Nope.
Especially when I'm driving.
Beseech the Queen. Cabal Ritual with alternate art. Conflux with alternate art. Dark Depths, Merit Lage Token, both with the same. Glissa the Traitor. Hell Vault. Memnarch. Mind's Desire with alternate art. Momare Vig, Simic Visionary with alternate art. Near Death Experience. Obliterate. Phyrexian Processor with dual deck art, if I remember correctly. Teleria West. Umazawa's Jitte. And Unmask with the same art. So that's why I kind of want to get it and then have Post sign it.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, if I can get it for $80, I'll put the money down for a pre-reserve tonight.
I don't know, it's just, again, I usually just dump, so.
Well, it's either that, I mean, I kind of want to pick up a playset of the Cabal Rituals, so if I ever build Storm, I have the best art. But, as I say, if I can get it for under 100 or 80, because there's still tons of From the Vault Angels and Annihilation around, which are both garbage. I haven't even opened mine. They're just sitting in my basement still sealed.
Yeah, I mean, that was, again, just one of those hype ones. It wasn't really a big...
There was no hype between either of those From the Vaults. I just picked them up because I got them for $50 a piece.
I don't know.
The Angels I got because Wally was just desperate to sell them, and I said, I'll give you 50 cash and no tax right now, and he said, sure. Because he had not sold one.
Well, that's because Ken went and ordered 15.
That's all you can get.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they ordered the max when they only had one person that wants to buy them.
I mean, Jason's still sitting on a whole bunch of From the Vault Legends, but he thinks he's going to get $200 a piece for them. It's like, nah, I can buy the cards separately for $100.
The only other thing is my car is quieter, but it also kind of has a lot more rattle when you hit a bump.
Well, yeah, because it's a piece of shit Pontiac. It's like the lowest...
Oh, we might want to tear that down before we get in Illinois.
No, it's... You can have that in Illinois.
Oh.
It's commercial vehicles.
Oh. Are we a commercial?
Are you fucking retarded?
No, it's in, like, off the FM podcast. Are we a commercial? I want a commercial for Magic.
God. Somebody shoot me now.
Run the tape. No, okay. I had to probably fire the editor.
Tomorrow night, Alicia and I are getting rid of the kids. They're going to my mom's.
Okay.
We're going to see the new Star Trek.
Okay.
I want to go see Suicide Squad.
Ooh. Split decisions.
No, there's no choice. It's Star Trek. Yeah, I wish. Ooh, that's a police officer.
Right where?
Right across in the SUV. Look at the antenna on top. It's an unmarked.
That's a very unmarked officer.
Yes.
He's also not running patrol. As you can see, it won't take a go.
No, he's probably running and coming. People coming from Illinois. Oh, or right at the border, people are going to be... Bye. It's just... Duck season. Wabbit season! That's why I want to get the bumper sticker. If it's tourist season, why can't we shoot them? Duck season, you can shoot ducks. Deer, you can shoot deer.
Hey, I'm doing your speed limit.
See? The cop just tagged you.
Which cop?
Back there.
Way back there?
Yeah.
That was over the hill.
Yeah.
Probably tagging someone else.
But anyways, so yeah.
We're also going to be in at the intersection in about a second here, so expect some complaining from Bob.
Yeah, as I get hit in the passenger side, you can hear it as Max is an accessory to murder.
Whoops.
Long fucking week of work.
How'd that go?
Well... welding machine is still down. They haven't even sent it out to get looked at.
Okay.
So it's big old frickin' paperweight in my way. Don't remember Monday or Tuesday.
You really gotta stop drinking.
I wish I could say I was drinking. Wednesday, I ended up having to work with Larry in the afternoon to custom build an Eleno muffler. We had got a 1961 muffler in?
Do I go now or after?
No, you wait.
Okay, I wait.
No, now you go. Because you let them go, now you go.
Okay, now I go. Okay.
Yeah, you're supposed to pull out, wait.
Okay. But, I know we've done that right for the first fucking time.
But, yeah, it was a 1961 Cessna motor. That they had replaced the motor with something different, but the exhaust had still fit the same. So Larry and I are scratching our heads on what fixture points to use for this damn thing. Because we can't set the old one in without it being about a quarter inch off of every setting. So I asked him to pull up the paperwork or the blueprints for the original plane exhaust that's on our system. So he does. And I look and I say, Larry, there's three of these sitting in stock. The only difference is the tailpipes aren't square. They're flat at an angle. So it sits flush with the side of the plane. What? We shouldn't have any of these stock, Larry. You had me made two of these last week when I was low on work. I can show you right to where they are. So of course we go and get them, we put them side by side, and the only difference on them is the tailpipe. He's like, screw it, we'll just send it. He's like, here, write the PO number, write the date on this, and hide it. Next week, I will ask you about it. If we need it, I will ask you to bring it out. If I just say get rid of it, throw it in the trash. Because usually we try and cut them up and save what we can to reuse for repairs.
Mm-hmm.
But 1961, that's almost 60-year-old material.
Yep.
So we're afraid to blast any of it because we're just... fucking tear it to shreds. Then yesterday, Thursday, I got stuck on Cirrus Stack. Oh no, those were all today. Yesterday, I did a couple more Alanos, and then in the afternoon started tacking Cirrus Stacks, which we found there was an issue with them, so I had to break all the tacks, clean all the tack marks off. They had to get cut again, which I didn't even need to clean the tacks off, because they cut above the tacks.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, we did double the work for half the freaking effort. Or twice the effort. Started tacking them up, finished tacking them this morning, welded them solid, realized that I forgot to put a bracket on one set of them, so I had to sand the bottom down and then finish putting the brackets on today. And then I got done with those, I did another Alano, and then I worked with Scott the rest of the afternoon to fix some screwed up DeShannon brackets.
No, my week was the same old boring week. Yeah, that's about it. Like, legitimately, I finally got into the guns that which were sitting there from last month. I'm talking about laser guns, not guns.
He does circuit board testing, just for our listeners.
Yeah.
I think our introductory episode was actually lost to the Aether, so we might actually want to do another episode of introducing ourselves and saying what we do.
No, the introductory episode, we've got the first episode out. It was the episodes in between the first two and last week's that I lost.
Oh, okay.
So, sorry about that. Whoops.
It happens to everybody.
I'll be firing the editor and hiring anyone. I think his name is Max.
Don't feel bad. I think it was... I forgot what podcast it was. It was Brainstorm Brewery a couple years ago. They, started talking like the podcast was going and they forgot to hit record.
Yep.
So they record, then they went through, kind of did it again. The recording didn't actually work. It was just all jumbled. So they had to do it a third time.
Yeah, and about that point, all the key points and the good jokes
are
good
done and over with.
The good one-hit liners.
Yep.
Like Pointless Fears.
And then I've also got hooked on the new song from Suicide Squad this week.
Oh, I haven't heard any advertising from Suicide Squad.
Oh my God.
Ever since they had that whatever where they did a pre-shoot or pre-showing and then they got all the bad response from it, so they went and redid the movie.
Oh yeah. Just the new song from, I forgot who else sings it, but it's Sucker for Pain.
Okay.
Oh my God, I just love the chorus on that.
Speaking of the music, I don't know. Those of you that have been listening, and let me know on how well I'm getting the music for the podcast. Mainly what I'm trying to look for is ones that have intros without people singing and all that. Because then it's kind of cool when you fade in and it's us talking and then the fade out is the end of the song.
Well, you can always just like go on YouTube and type in instrumental and song name.
Yeah, but it kind of breaks the song when you don't know what's going on.
So just type instrumental and find it.
I don't know, there's one, Let Live from Of Mice and Men. It's a really good intro that I like, but they start singing.
Which one? What song?
Let Live from Of Mice and Men. You've probably never heard it because it is a screamo one.
You Live and Let Die?
Nope. It is Of Mice and Men, Let Live.
No, I have not heard that. I'll have to pull it up when we get to the shop.
But. So now, yeah, I'm trying to find other music that's actually relevant to Magic. Because, again, a lot of Magic players are from the 90s. Or if not from the 90s, were born after the 90s.
Oh my God.
But before the 2000s.
I feel so old.
And then you also could be people like Bob, who lived in the 90s.
Screw you, jerk off.
Did they used to call it the 90s back then?
You know!
I was right, you guys are worried about Y2K too much.
I'm going to be 33 in 2 weeks. You know, I will still kick your ass.
Hey, I had to make an old joke just because you're here and people can relate.
I said that to Steven and Katie last week, too, when they were giving me crap. Because we were sitting out at the end of the pier talking, like, yeah, it's my birthday in 2.5, 3 weeks. They start saying, you're old. I'm like, yeah, I'm old, but you know what? I'll still kick both your asses 2-on-1. Let's go. And I almost threw Katie off the pier. we didn't have an issue at this intersection.
It was the first time it had not been at a red light. That was actually a lost podcast. No, that wasn't.
No, that was...
That was the first podcast. The one
no,
we
weren't recording on that.
Yeah, we were.
No, we weren't.
We're...
No, we weren't, because we were listening to your phone.
Oh, that's right.
Ding, ding, ding.
Well, those of you that want to hear the story, we'll have to tell you after we get food, because we're about to get food in about a bit here, and we'll probably run the story into the about which we're going to be getting food.
So we'll just wait until we get back to food.
Oh, and I also figured out to end the podcast when we go to get food, instead of having to do cuts and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got it to work, but if you actually listen to it, it doesn't really fit because there is no break or start to where
the sound
is. So we just
give it like a 10-second blank space.
Yeah. I know, it's just like, even with the 10-second blank space, there is still sound going on. So, just ending it actually works.
Really weird. The way you treat your car, you're going to swerve around the speed bump?
Yep. Yep. I will swerve around the speed bump.
That's right. It's a Pontiac. It might fall apart. Take my hand through the flames. I talk to you. I'm a slave.
In there before?
No.
Or was it the Taco Bell ones?
I think we used the Taco Bell ones.
I thought they were different. No wonder they're different. But, freaking, they have with the type of sink where it's long, but then the fountain is way at the back where you're racking your hand up against the fucking back of the thing trying to wash your hands. So basically, you wash your hands against the porcelain. Then, they also only have fucking air dryer.
Yeah, a lot of places are getting rid of papers.
Which is bull.
No, it's saving nature. Being conservative. It's cheaper.
But isn't Pornhub doing that thing where they'll plant a tree for every video on?
That was only for a week long thing, you idiot.
They might do it again.
Oh my god.
Did they end up following up on that? I didn't pay attention. I only heard of it. It was a good joke.
You are such an idiot.
It was a good joke. Thank you, random person, that if you happen to listen to our podcast.
It's an old lady.
Yeah. From Illinois. I know this is...
That's really surprising that Illinois voluntarily let somebody out.
Yeah. Let alone from Wisconsin. Whether or not she realized I was from Wisconsin is a different story.
Probably didn't. She could probably barely see over the hood of her car.
But, yeah, that was their bathroom. Was long ass.
First world problems, Max.
Yep, first world problems. Oh, biking kid.
No, that's an old lady again on a bike.
Oh, well, that time she didn't let me go first.
She almost swerved in the middle of traffic.
And you guys would have heard it. And it would not have been my fault.
And I would have been dying of laughter because Max's car would have been totaled.
It might not have been totaled. It is GM. It's easier to replace, unlike my Saab.
Saab is GM!
Yeah, but the part... The
it's exact!
The Saab parts were on it. Those are the Saab parts that were
no,
irreplaceable.
They were... It was still GM complete from the ground up on that one. GM owned Saab from, like, 2002 onwards.
Okay.
Just the G6 is a piece of shit car. It's a glorified Cobalt.
Yeah, you said glorified something last time you were at this spot.
I think I said Cavalier by
accident. Yeah. I think you said Cavalier. Right when we're at the same spot again. I wonder if it's the same minutes in the video.
Oh, shut up. I'm not even close.
Someone look that up. That one listener we have.
We've got a more than one because I know Spencer said he was going to listen. There was the chick who listened to the after hours and her only comment is, what the f*** did I just listen to? I think Pat Ugolo said he listened to it too. So, I mean, there's people listening. So thank you, MTGCast, for getting us out there.
Again, the after hours is not designed to be put on MTGCast.
Yeah, and now since you actually have it in the proper format, it's not going to take half a gig of people's information.
Yeah, sorry about that. I need an WAV file to properly edit it in Audacity. To do it properly.
But you forgot to convert it back.
But I just didn't think about converting it back once it was in WAV file. I completely forgot about the compression of songs and
as stuff. As soon as that download or the upload got done, I was like, oh my god. They're gonna kill us.
Well, I went
so gonna kill us.
I instantly, when he said it was out there, I when you mentioned that, I instantly went and looked at how big the file size was for the cast, and I'm like, ooh, wow, 567?
Yeah. Ooh.
And they had to download the full thing for an hour-long podcast.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, that was my first thought. Oh my god, they're gonna yell at me for uploading that.
Yeah, it was also kind of funny because the moment you told me that, I was uploading the second one as a WAV file, and it was like a 50-minute.
Yeah, time to cancel that.
Yeah, it was like a 50-minute one. I'm like, all right, it's uploading right now. Maybe a long time. You're like, why don't you switch over to MP3? It's going to be smaller. I'm like, okay, I'll stop it and do that. And like, without much time I had left on that, which was like about like 20 minutes.
You converted and had it uploaded.
In half the time.
Mm-hmm.
See, though, when to the people that are listening, when I edit and just based off them, the one you listen to right now, I upload it to our drive, and then Bob uploads it, because he has the one with the account, and also, too, we had initially designed it that he'll upload them all, but since now I run the SoundCloud, which you can always go find us on OffDefM and on the SoundCloud.
I'll make sure to include a link on this week's submittal in the show notes for the FNM or for the After Hour show.
I just can upload that directly from my computer. So, that's going to be a different thing. Another thing is, yes, my computer will not run Google Chrome.
Firefox.
So, yeah.
That's how the only time I use Chrome is just to cast stuff to my Chromecast.
Well, I was going to think about different search engines, but again, I'm barely on my computer. I need the requirement of drive. I mean, I just literally just went over to my brother's computer, where he's got dual screens, and I literally had, like, five windows open, and everything ran just fine. I'm like, yes!
Just access Google Drive through Firefox.
Yeah.
That's how I do it. I only use Chrome for Chromecasting.
I'll have to download Firefox now. Then I have to open my Internet Explorer, which is going to be, like, 4 hours.
Isn't that the ultimate irony, using Internet Explorer to download Mozilla?
Oh, it's ultimate irony the moment you upload your computer and they go, welcome, here's our Internet Explorer. Chrome. Internet Explorer is Chrome.
I almost got hit with Windows 10.
Ooh.
Almost. That last day, my wife accidentally turned my computer on and hit check up for updates.
Oh.
She texted me saying, do you want me to download this one? And I said, Google the KB number. She Googled and it's like, yep, attempting to sneak Windows 10. I'm like, nope, don't do anything. I mean, I had a backup of, I forgot what the program was that's supposed to stop it from initiating, but I took every precaution. I do not want Windows 10 forced on me. My mom, her laptop got hit by the Windows 10 upgrade. Became completely unusable. She called Microsoft. They walked her on how to roll back the OS. She lost her whole client list for her Mary Kay business.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, yep, time to talk to a lawyer. There was another woman who sued Microsoft when her computer got hit with the update. She ended up getting like 12 or 15 grand.
If you're attorney, then go into the other lane.
I don't think he is.
I knew it was not an American car.
I think it's a Mercedes with a PVC roll cage.
That is definitely either a PVC or a very shitty roll cage.
Or a white painted roll cage.
And as well, he's got like...
that's metal. I saw it.
Yeah, it does seem
metal. But it looks like PVC.
Yeah. That literally looked like a hunk of junk all piled into one car.
Yep.
It would have been a couple seconds because the road on the window talked for a second and maybe got on the cast.
No. Well, not worth the effort. So goals for tonight, since we're about 2 miles from the shop.
Grind a lot of Legacy.
Okay.
That's about my goal, is just grind Legacy, because...
Well, you also got to roll up your first edition character, see if you can actually be a sorcerer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're going to... Oh, you're doing that where you have to force the rolls.
Well, no, the system that I'm using is roll up 3 batches of 7.
3 batches of 7?
Yes. Dex, or strength, dex, intelligence, wisdom, charisma, constitution.
Are you doing it in hard? Is it hardcore mode, or can I reorder him after I roll?
You get to reorder.
Okay.
Roll your 3 batch of 7 and decide which group you want to keep.
Okay.
Once you decide which group you're going to keep, then you get to roll a D3 to see how many full points you get to add.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not completely a jackass when it comes to character creation.
You're just making sure that I'm not just sitting here re-rolling a character so I can finally take what I have.
No, it's you take your best of your 3, and then you'll get up to 3 points to add. Like, Katie and Steven each got 1. Alicia ended up getting 3, is how she was able to be
Alicia's
ranger.
Gonna need it too. Cool.
Yeah, she wants to play. My brother says he's interested. He's just got to clear it with his wife. So we'll have a group of 6.
Do we want to at least, like, maybe record for a cast? Because I know I'm listening right now. I'm listening to the Achievement Hunters from Rooster Teeth go through their campaign. They're going through a 5e campaign.
Well, we're planning on doing, 6 to 8 hours.
I could definitely be filler. I mean,
every Sunday.
I already plan on doing random shit on the SoundCloud.
That's fine. I mean, if you want, we can try and record in my living room, or my kitchen where we play.
Yeah. I mean, because again, AD&D is not really a... Are you going to be using grid?
Hmm?
Are you going to be using the grid?
What grid?
Like Texas or...
Oh, I got to talk with my brother, but we have a dry erase map.
Because again, that's the only reason why you would need to have video. But again, most D&D is kind of left to the
audio.
Verbal,
I mean, it is supposed
side.
To be verbal to imagination game. So, I mean, if you want to record it,
we record it. We'll see what happens on the first episode. I think I'll just like slowly release one per each day, because I can record. Cool. I can clean up a full episode within. I can clean up at least like 2 hours within a little bit.
This is the kind of drug I want to get. Except for not with the wing.
What the hell engine does it have?
I think it's the SS, so the 454.
It sounded like it was breathing really heavy there.
Supercharge. It might be the 350 supercharge. But yeah, it's pretty.
I think the listeners can also hear it too.
We'll find out.
No, I know what the... I listen through them once. I make sure that all the transitions... I listen to it, I put in the transitions, I listen to it through it once, and I go back to each transition and make sure that each transition is fine. That's what I do for editing purposes, those of you that actually want to know.
I always listen to it. I've listened to each one before I've uploaded them, and I really regretted uploading that after hour show. Oh my god, I can't believe they actually approved that.
I think they listened to about half of it. And then again, because I sat there, I was listening to the initial drive where we're sitting there before I hit level 5 in Pokemon Go. Where it's like, we'll start a sentence and then randomly go, oh, look at Pokemon. I was about to just cut all that out, but I'm like, I'll leave it in there because just blame it on being our first time doing a podcast.
Should have cut that. Should have cut that whole thing out in the field just when we started driving back. Because you can hear me through that whole thing. All right, magic topic. Magic topic.
Yeah.
And you just going back to Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go. Oh my god, I'm going to kill you. It might be a light day as we're here.
It might be, but at least Carl will come down and we'll throw, sling some games.
Yep. So, for the listeners, you can get a hold of Bob at NotSoSilentBob1. You can get a hold of me on our official Twitter of @off2fnm.
We're gonna be start regularly tweeting.
I'm already regular tweeting
when we release
you
things.
You don't tweet.
I'm not used to it. Now that we actually have listeners, I'll probably start actively tweeting, but
how can they get a hold of you?
Off to FNM is the one. And then @foreverandead, dropping the second E forever.
All right, everybody. Have a good one.
Got me begging, 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 begging for more.